Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Aspromonte picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aspromonte. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. There goes Romano trying to get to second. Landis throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Fox, who tags Romano for the out. Held moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Landis steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Freese reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freese moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball towards center. Pearsall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pearsall. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Smith moves to second. Frank Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowman hits a fly ball towards left field. Francona fields the ball and throws to third. Aspromonte drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Aspromonte. Lawler scores. Smith moves to third. Landis moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Gary Bell. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Temple reaches second base with a double. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler strikes out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.